This is
the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And off we go to Ghana this morning, where the police is warning religious leaders with doom messages to be cautious about how they communicate their New Year messages or risk a jail term. The document was signed by the Director of Public Affairs, Superintendent Alexander Kwaku Obeng. And the statement reads, over the years, communication of prophecies of harm, danger and death by some religious leaders have created tension and panic in the Ghanaian society and put the lives of many in fear and danger. We want to caution that under Ghanaian law, it's a crime for a person to publish or reproduce a statement, rumor or report which likely to cause fear and harm to the public or alarm and to disturb public peace, where that person has no evidence to prove that the statement, rumor or report is true. So for those in religious circles, they believe that prophecies are words from God. So God says something to me, for example, as a religious leader, and my job is to pass it on to you, the congregation. Yeah. So many people believe that religious leaders have direct access to God. God speaks to them and then they speak to the people. They talk about prophecies. And when it's a doom message, they're under obligation also to share it. But some people would say, well, every year in life, something bad is going to happen. There's going to be a disaster. Someone is going to die. Good things are going to happen as well. So for some people, they think it's just people just religious leaders are just saying what they want to say, not necessarily hearing from God. For some other people, they hear from God, their word is God's word, and they run with it. I can't quite recollect what happened in 2019, December, the 31st. Did anyone prophesy that there will be a pandemic of this magnitude? Did they also say that it was going to extend to another year? Because 2021, 2022... phone technically taking over by the pandemic. Did they see these things? Did they say these things? But when they see things like this, or when they are told by God, how are they supposed to communicate it? That's what we're talking about this morning. Should they be cautious when sending or relaying this message? And then again, are you of the school of thought that they do not really hear from God? They just sit somewhere, think about something, and then they put fear into the hearts of the people. And then again, if it's a bad message of doom, right, should they not say it at all? Should they keep it to themselves? And then again, some people have asked in the past, when God speaks to a person, does he expressly tell him, tell my people? Or is it that God speaks to a person and then the person decides what to share and how to share it? December 31st, crossover services will happen again. Prophecies will come again like they happen every year. That's why we're having this conversation. My name is Enoch Bevere, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. We're on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. In the Ghanaian police statement, the part that, you know, gets to me is where they said the person has no evidence to prove that the statement, rumor or report is true. So if it's a prophecy, is there anything like evidence? Can any religious leader show evidence that God actually said this to them and said to them, say these to my people? Let's talk the lines of buzzing. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Oh, it's getting more interesting by the day. Enoch, why would God, the Almighty God that we honor us, wait till on the 31st night and begin to talk to almost everybody that claims they are his men of God? That God only talk on the 31st. He doesn't talk. God did not see the pandemic. That is ravaging the world right now. 2 years ago, and it's still counting. We have Omicron, we have Delta, we have. How did he see? And somebody I saw it post the other day where they were praising one of those, I don't know how to call them because I don't even regard them as to working for God. He prophesied that Desmond Tutu was going to die. Hey, no, let's use common sense here. Desmond Tutu is 90, right?
That
and
is 90.
Very sick. And he's been in and out of hospital. What gives you the impression that he may not die? That I will now need somebody to talk to God, and God will not talk to him, and not tell me that Desmond Tutu will die next year. Meanwhile, the man died this year, and people are praising him. The other one told us that the woman was going to win the American election the other time, and the man won, for goodness sake. I think people should stop listening to these people, because they are not even the ones amplifying this whole thing. It is the people that follow them, the gullible ones that are shouting, amen, amen, amen. And for the past 10 years, I've been sleeping in my house. I don't care about any crossover policy, or they are all fake in the work of Governor Yeto Wike. All fake. God will wait it at the time to talk to people. The same Almighty God has seen everything.
Okay, so is it the date?
I don't worship that God that is there.
Is it a date you have an issue with, or the prophecies? Because I know he speaks, well, God speaks, right? In different ways. And if he's alive, then he speaks every day, maybe in different ways too. So is it the prophecy you have a problem with, or that on that particular day people have to wait and hear especially from God? And you're concerned, why that day exactly? Well, in the human calendar, it's the day before New Year, right? 0817 923 0002. They're different calendars, by the way. They're different calendars for different people. Some people, their New Year is not January 1. You've got to know that as well. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're an Nigerian fo.
Yes, God can speak to you either you are there in the studio or not. Can speak to you now. So, prophecies are real. The only thing that happens in most people is that many people get something of their mind. Whether it's God, which actually we are the challenge. Someone can say something and say God is dead. It's a prophet.
So how can we tell if God did say? Did God say? How can we tell if God really said? Did God say? How can we tell the difference?
If it comes to pass.
Is there anyone you can recollect that has come to pass in the last maybe 3, 4, 5 years? I said, can you recollect any prophecy that was made on the 31st of any year coming to pass the year after?
All right.
He doesn't follow. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, you're Nigerian, Phil.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Hello? So are you hearing me?
We can hear you. You can hear me from your radio, and I can hear you from here. So put off the radio or walk away from it, and let's listen to what you have to say.
I've walked away from it.
Thank you. So go on.
Hello?
Sir, please, we're listening. Okay. Thank you for stretching my patience. 0817 923 0002. 2020-2021 pandemic wasn't seen by any men of God. By any men of God need to be careful and apply wisdom, because most of them speak based on human ignorance. Scientists also give warnings of natural disasters. These advices to help prevent disasters, the same thing as warnings from men of God. Bishop Stephen sent that in. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. 0817 923 0009. Any doom that a prophet didn't see and prophesy? any dooms prophet that didn't see and prophesy about COVID-19 should stop the business of prophesying PSD. Is it a business? We're not your info.
Hello?
Good morning.
Is that moving? Felix.
Felix, go on.
Please, property of some pastors is just what they use to get their blowers. I want them to prophesy that Nigeria will be very good. That dollar will be 300 naira by end of the year. That's what I believe. Not telling me that many people will die because of COVID because they see the wave going. This, both of them use people's this story, what is happening and people's brains. And they prophesy do on them. The word of God is straight. If you are positive, you receive positive. Prophesying to the good life, about possibility is simple, but this is a trend that this one will happen. This one will happen. This one, someone will die. These are false prophets. Thank you.
So how can you tell the true prophet, sir? Hello?
Hello?
How can someone tell the true prophet?
A prophet is a person that uses full brain to impose fear on them, to extort money from them. There are so many nowadays.
Even if he receives a message of doom from God and shares it...
Hello?
Even when he receives a message of doom from God...
From who?
God.
Which God? Have you not met people that say that God told them? What is the evidence that God told them? Are you there when God is telling them?
All right. We're not your info.
Well, good morning, Eno.
Good morning.
Yes, God speaks to people every day about the pandemic that is going now. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 21 and 51, God has spoken about the Jews. That is going on.
In Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
He spoke about what's going on now.
Verse 21 and 51. When you see about it that God has spoken, as God has said it, so shall it be. There's no word of God that is no contrary.
Okay, but we've heard prophets say, for example, that Hillary Clinton, classic example, that Hillary was going to win the U.S. presidential election. That did not happen. So what happened there? I'm just asking.
That is the man's own prediction. It's not that God has told him.
So how can we tell the difference?
Yes, because, you know, the Bible has said it in Matthew 24, verse 24. It said that a lot of false prophets is seen on the earth.
I agree.
They deceive people.
It's there, but how can we tell the difference?
You know, the one that does not come to real, you know that it's not a prophet from God.
So, is it possible that God could have changed his mind? Is it possible that God could have changed his mind?
That God did not change his mind.
How can you tell? Okay. Let's leave the conversation there. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Eno.
Yes, you're on.
I'm the mayor. I don't believe in false prophets, because what we have right now are false prophets.
All of them?
One typical example, you see, God has been revealing things to people in this country, but they think it's only from the men of God it has to come from. Let's look at the case of Joseph that was sold to Egypt. Now Pharaoh saw a vision. Pharaoh was not a Hebrew. He was not in a city where God speaks to people. He doesn't believe in the God of Hebrews. But he saw a vision, and he was troubled, and called on Joseph to, you know, interpret. And Joseph looked at it and prepared the land against the famine. So why do we think it's only from men of God? Our economy, our very educated people who have studied can see things that, the way this thing is going, things will fall apart in this country. Let's walk this way. Let's walk that way. But they don't take it seriously. Do we think it is only when a vision comes, somebody is in a trance, and it starts saying that it is the voice of the Lord? God has been speaking to us in various ways in this country, but people don't listen. We think it is only from the church or only from the Christian line. That visions come from, or prophecies come from. So all those things are false. Let us use our sense. We see things happening, and we know what can come out from the signs we're seeing.
Interesting. So I'm going back in time to, I'm on BBC Pidgin page, and they have a list of the prophecies that some gave, some things they said people should expect in 2021. So we have one bishop saying that men and brethren, there is nothing like COVID. There's nothing in COVID-19. One of the governors recently said we've had only 5 cases since the noise began. So where's COVID-19? Then of course all those affliction will not follow you. Then we have one Daddy Geo saying that for every vaccine that they create for COVID-19, a variant will come out and will continue. This will continue until everyone agrees that it's only God that can give safety. Says this year, 2021, will be full of testimonies of God's greatness and that Nigerians will hear sounds from heaven. This is G-O. Then TB, Prophet TB, said the things that COVID-19 have destroyed will be clearer in 2021. When did he die? I think it was June. Then a primate says Nigerians should pray that 2021 will be tougher than 2020. That even though the COVID vaccine is going to work effectively, coronavirus will still spread more and more and will make Nigeria shut down again. Today's 30, right? We didn't shut down, did we? So they wrote in this report, we observed that some of the preachers are careful with their prophecies as to what 2021 will bring. This could be because people say that people yabbed the 2020 prophecies that they released and they didn't happen as they had prophesied. A commercial will play. We're not cheering for Port Harcourt. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
27 minutes before 9 o'clock, we're Nigeria Info. Thank you for staying tuned. And the Ghanaian police have warned that religious leaders should be cautious with their doom messages or risk a jail term. So they're warning that over the years, communication of prophecies of harm, danger and death by some religious leaders has created tension and panic in the Ghanaian society and put the lives of many people in fear and danger. Talking about the New Year messages, all right? According to their law, you can be in prison for up to 5 years. And a key question they ask is, part of what the law is asking for is evidence. If you can show evidence to prove the statement, the rumor or report is true. And if you can't, then what is it? 0817-923-0002. Should religious leaders be cautious when prophesying? I read some from about this time last year. And then there is a special page for Apostle Suleiman, who said El-Rufai will not win the election in Kaduna State. Yeah, maybe not a December 31st prophecy, but El-Rufai's governor says he saw RIP in Sheikh Shagari's house. That man is still alive. Let me stop there. Where are we? Okay, we're live. 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 devastating and demoralizing. Then we have Gospel Chimelem Woke saying, though we have false prophets, I think some prophecies are revelations from God. The Bible says men speak as they were led by the Spirit of God. So we should not gag if they are led by the Spirit to prophesy over the air. So the question is, how can we tell that they're actually led by the Spirit? Seeing that some of even the very popular, who I may like to call A-list religious leaders in Nigeria, have said things that did not happen. Jacob Sonny says, God doesn't talk to Theo's pastors. They're all fake. Some of them say, I prophesy to you and not God. God can speak to anybody, not really a pastor. Oyeso Joy says, nice one, because some of these pastors, prophets, put so much pressure about the incoming year. Let's hear you. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
This prophecy of the sin, do you know that God does not lie?
Tell me about it.
Yes, because it has been since the days of the Bible. The Lord speaks in different ways, but we do not understand. And maybe when the Lord speaks to them, they always interpret it in their own way. So I would say, if they are being shown a vision by God, they should analyze it very well to the glory of God and not carnally. So
how do they do it carnally, and how do they do it to the glory of God?
You know, when God speaks to me, it will not be the language that you can understand.
So if God speaks to the religious leader and he wants to communicate it to the people, what language would he use? If God had spoken to the other people, he would have used, if in that God has spoken to the other people, he would have used a different language because they can't understand the one he used for this person. Or is it that the prophecy should not be shared at all?
You are not getting me. The language I'm talking is not that speaking Calabari or evil. What I'm trying to explain is, when the Lord speaks that a doom will occur, maybe next year, God can show a revelation where things are going wrong, where rapture is taking place, where, you know, for all these kind of nemesis. But when God speaks to them, they will just say what they saw in the dream or what they have seen in the trance. They will not analyze it very well to the understanding of the children of God. That is my statement.
So when they don't analyze it, should they share it?
They analyze it.
If they do not analyze it, should they share it?
Yes, if they haven't analyzed it, it should not be heard. It should not be spoken to the public. It should be analyzed before, and through that analyzing this vision, I believe that God will clearly show them the clear direction.
Okay.
Of what they are supposed to say.
All right. We're now on June 4.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, compliments to the Mufasa of the land. What I think the steps taken by the Ghana authority, the work on development, and the right step in the right direction. I mean, these prophecies are just mere predictions and projections. You know, you don't begin to mesmerize the people with your own personal projections and begin to claim that these are messages that come from God. And at the time, a certain, you know, preacher, you know, got a call directly from God. I don't know if you saw that video when the guy was claiming that God
was taking a phone call.
Yeah. You see, and there were people, you know, who were in that particular building, that church, who believed that they actually got a call from God. So I think there has to be some level of sanity in the society. Everybody cannot just begin to dance naked in the market just because we allow certain things to go through. So if you have your predictions
and projection. Some begin to say they are prophecies from God. They have misleading messages. And like some persons have said, if not all, most of the messages that claim that are messages from God have actually not, you know, come to pass. Are they telling me that God is a God of confusion? So people should begin to look at these people and begin to understand them for what they truly are. These are just business people who just want to, you know, come up with certain stories and begin to lay certain claims, funny claims for that matter, you know, to that story. As far as I'm concerned, the Ghanaian authorities have taken a very good decision. Don't come and mesmerize people with messages of doom, begin to create fear and anguish in the minds of people, because people are very gullible these days because of the level of how we have gone deep in the religious setting to the extent that we don't even use our head to think anymore.
Right.
So government has to take a stand, you know, on this matter. That's my position this morning. Thank you.
Ezekiel Isaiah, spiritual matters are spiritually designed when each of God's children Gaza. God speaks only that. We have a lot of fake, doesn't mean we don't have real prophecies. Prophecy is one of the gifts of God. I want to totally condemn the Ghanaian police force for meddling in the spiritual affairs that is beyond their capacity and understanding. This is disgraceful by the Ghanaian police. I therefore want to use this media to shun Nigerian police from having any thoughts to meddle in the affairs of our daddy GOs. The police is a total failure and they should fight Boko Haram. Tony's room, Okoro. At times, God speaks and hasn't given himself a fixed date to do that, but the date really isn't the major talk. And evidence is a manifestation of God's word. His words don't fall to the ground unaccomplished, just that in these evil days we have false prophets. And if you really serve God, you indeed will know a prophecy not coming to pass isn't from God. I believe we should be spiritual and know when it's God's word. I hope I stated the points clearly. Most times, real men of God speak with unclear words which you won't understand until manifestation. Ernest, so why speak if people won't understand? Enigma, God's word is real, but the most issues men of God are having is basing their God vision on those around them, information from different sources. We're now during... Good morning. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. Most pastors operate on proximity and ignorance of most of us, the followers, and it's quite unfortunate. Osinachi from Mahalu Tech says, prophets and their followers have a parent-child relationship. So is it because some of the many words of advice and warnings of a parent to his child or children was heard by some pork-nosing neighbor journalist that parents should cease? With all due respect to journalists and none other congregants of any prophet, that prophet was not talking to you. And in a few days' time, when he or she would be speaking again, even if you heard what he said, he's still not talking to you. Mind your business. Besides, the congregants are not complaining. I don't know any church that forces any congregants to remain in that church. So anyone not happy has innumerable options to choose from. Eroma is in Maryland. There's a place of the reason we have false prophets because they're genuine prophets. There's a place of wisdom here, and all. What most of the genuine prophets lack is wisdom. Oops. God can show you something, but you really need wisdom in communicating with the people. We're not on your info.
Good morning.
Go on.
I want to talk of this prophet. Actually, prophecy do say God speaks to his prophet and ask the prophet to say, but the people can come back to pray and the prophecy will not happen. Two, the Bible says that prophecy may fail. It doesn't mean that it doesn't come from God. It comes from God, but it may fail. What is that prophetic work? But there are four prophets. You see, the four prophets, they always prophesy one thing every day. They always prophesy one thing to every congregation, every place they do. It's just all that. No, there are four prophets. That's my intake on that.
Okay, so he says prophecies do fail. Fine, Chukwudo. All I know that God is not a ceremonial God that speaks only 31st night. God speaks any time, any day. OK. Okay, the rest of it is not clear. Round face, it's very important for religious leaders to be cautious about the kinds of prophecy they release. Though I'm not against them, but their prophecies should come with a date, time, where and when. Because in the Bible, Elijah said, by this time tomorrow, there will be rain. And indeed, there was rain. And he called on fire, and there was immediately fire. So their prophecies should come with time, date, where and when. Ghanaian government is doing well. Let Nigeria implement such law to stop fake prophecies from fake pastors and imams. And on one street around my area, you see 20 churches with different messages. Everyone wants went to theology school to become GO, president and founder of a church. There is a real prophet, says, okay, he says to go and watch some TV channel and we'll find the real prophet there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on. All right.
Yes, the topic under contention right this morning is kind of very complicated. As a believer and as a Christian, I do know that God speaks. I do know that there are prophecies that are coming from God. And I also know that there are prophecies of doom, even in the Bible's recorded. During the time of Elijah, there were 300 prophets of Baal, as are living in the land, and there was one prophet of God. And there was a contest between them, that you pray to your God, and your God will answer you, why I pray to my God. So it is not today, it is not just today, that being there and to remain. What is important to believers is to have a divine spirit, that you design every word that comes from any man attempt to be a prophet. If you are a believer and you have that divine spirit, you should be able to identify prophecy that are fake, prophecy that does not have faith from the word of God.
Alright.
Whenever a prophet gives a prophecy and does not have faith from the word of God, then that this one is emotional. We have too many emotional prophets, too many political prophets, too many business prophets. So these are things we have. I'm not imagining what Ghanaian police have done. It could be that the government of those in the Bible, when they call a contest, that enough for all these prophets in the land, let us ascertain the prophet that the land can believe in, so there was a contest. So what they have done is they were able to to put the land together. So as those faith prophets, you have a level of care in them. So I'm not against them. I think it's also the one in Nigeria, where some of these are prophets can be tested. If you say you're a prophet of God, speak to your God and your God will hear you. God does not abandon the people. When you speak in the place where God is, I say,
all right. All right.
So that's what I believe.
I'm just going to ask if it were a contest, would God need to prove himself through his prophet? And I remembered the one with Elijah and the prophets of Baal. That was a contest. God showed up. So I'm trying to find out if there are places in the Bible where God changed his mind. Nineveh. Is that what happened at Nineveh? Jonah, go and preach. And Jonah was trying to be funny, and then they gave him accommodation in the belly of the fish. And in Jonah 4:2, no, not that one. In Jonah 3:10 says, when God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. When Nigerian So does that mean it's possible for God to say something and change his mind after the word has gone out? Does that make the person who pronounced it a false prophet? Or should there have been an update from God? Good morning.
The Enigma, good morning to you. Mr. Zion from Pondako. If you have never encountered a prophet, you will not know him. Prophets are not pure water that have been sold on the street for 10 naira. There must be an encounter either from childhood or when you are growing at a stage of your life.
so that when they appear again, your spirit will minister to you. To be honest, a lot of us have never encountered a prophet before. And even when they come, we don't even know how they look like. So what will they say to us? A time like this is a redeeming chance. It's only those who have been privileged before that can understand what is happening. In every age, there is a prophet. You know a prophet of God by his appearance. The unction that is function to tell you that which is here, which is to come, or which has already happened. These are the days that when people wake up from drone in the morning, they go with their phone to see who have gossiped, who have divorced or who have not divorced on social media. They have never spent the time to even meditate according to Joshua chapter 1 from verse 9. So is that the kind of person you want to prophesy to? Prophets are still here with us. How do you know their prophecy is always backed by the word of God through the Bible? No prophet has prophesied outside the Bible. All of them. Look at that child. What happened when he heard the God? God called him 1, 2, 3. He went to his master. Somebody is calling you, and he told him, if he calls, he can tell you, here am I, you speak to me. And what happened? There was an encounter. When he prophesied to you, your spirit will tell you that, yes. For instance, I don't know what is on your mind. Maybe you wish to help 300,000 people through your foundation. It has not even ministered to you. But you have been thinking about it. As I make that chance go, before you know, a prophet will come to you, the enigma. You shall feed 200 people by this time next year. You may not even know. Before you know, more heat will come. The money will just be in your pocket. What will I even do with these 2 billion naira? Before you know, you have opened a foundation and they're feeding people. A prophecy came. Do you know that you waking up by this time, be honest to yourself, you have seen it somewhere in your dream some years ago, but you cannot fathom it. You call it rise to wisdom. You say, oh no, man, let me just come and talk and go. No! It has been ministered to you some years back through a dream, but you will not capture it. But the prophecy might have come in one way or the other. The truth about us is, in this age, we are not even connected to God. We just go to church, we come back, we talk, we gossip, we laugh, we abuse people. Right. No time to even wait on God. Lord, I wait on you. Speak to me. Should I marry this woman? Should I marry that man?
Okay.
What clothes should I wear? Stop here, Mr. Zion.
Thank you, prophets. Prophets. Thank you, prophets. Good morning. Alright, so a message here from a person says, my take on this is that there's a difference between a prophet that speaks to pick you and there's a difference in the revelation. Are we talking about revelation that God has given to them? All the prophecy, they always alter by the words that come out of their mouths. Just some certain things we have to know about prophecy and revelation. That's one thing. I have okay, the person says prophecies are different from revelation. Can I take a call? Okay, good morning. Hello? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Okay, I think there could be a situation where... okay, let me put it this way. The person who receives the prophecy, what action has he taken? The action of the receiver has changed the prophecy. And people may not know. Isaiah was sent to Hezekiah, and she prepared his home that he would die. when Isaiah left, Hezekiah did something. And God added 15 years to his age, to his years. And people who had the prophecy may not know what he did after the prophecy was given. So I think people should take that into note. The prophecy could be true, but what happened after it was pronounced could actually stop the heart of God to change it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Final message from Mr. David from Rumbikwe. God gives different types of prophecies. Some that God gives are to one is put to change from something they're doing by saying some things will happen to some people unless they repent. For example, like that given to Jonah, if they repent, it will not happen again. But they're also fake prophets, but God's word will never go back to him void. But there are some prophecies that God just shows what will happen in the future. And on Facebook, we have Abdugani Ujimo saying, compliments of the season, and all, this conversation is long overdue. All right, that's all we'll take this morning. Tomorrow, yes, you'll do the crossover thing, won't you? Are you going to believe the prophet or the prophecies? That is a question only you can answer. My name is Enoch Beverly. Thank you for joining the conversation. Good morning.